Hayim Yem Yudalad Nissen. Bedikas Chometz Achat Tfilas Maariv. Yudalad Nissen, as it is Erev Pesach, so the night before Yudalad Nissen, we search for the Chometz, and we do that after Davening Maariv. Now, about the time of Bedikas Chometz, really, you're obligated to check for the Chometz as soon as nightfall, or even before. Therefore, Maariv is a little tricky. When do you daven Maariv? You daven Maariv before, you daven Maariv after. So, according to Shulchan Aruch, as a rule, you should do the checking of the Chometz before you daven Maariv. And there are only exceptions that if you're risking, you may forget to daven Maariv, then you should daven Maariv first. But here the Rebbe establishes that we search for the Chometz only after we daven Maariv, without any conditions. But there are two references from the Rebbe that the Rebbe wrote about this, that his father-in-law, the Friedrich Rebbe, when he used to daven in private, he would first do the searching for the Chometz. In another place, the Rebbe writes that Mayim Yem, he wrote that we search for the Chometz after Maariv as a rule. And the Rebbe explains that this has been the general tradition by Chassidim and by the Rabbeim, but the reason perhaps, although the Rebbe says he wasn't told a specific reason, nevertheless, perhaps the reason is because by us the minig is that we spend a lot of time searching for the Chometz, and therefore there's a possibility that we will forget Maariv. We don't want to risk Maariv. And the Rebbe also says that because he didn't have a very specific instruction how much time you must spend on searching for the Chometz, he did not include it in the Hayim Yem because of lack of specificity. But the reason we should search for the Chometz after Maariv is because of the time element. In the household of the Rebbe, the custom is that we do not appoint the Rov as an agent. When you sell the Chometz, it's not like you make the Rav an agent for you to sell to the Goy. Elolim kor lo yas haChometz, but the Rebbe sells his Chometz to the Rav. Ube Orev Kablan, with a third party guarantor. Now, the whole idea of selling the Chometz, it used to be, you used to sell the Chometz to a Goy for a fraction of the price, and then after Pesach, he would give it back to you for a fraction of the price, until the Alter Rebbe saw that the custom was, when you sold the Chometz, it sounded like there's some trickery going on. He would give you a few pennies as an advance, and the rest, you sold it to the Goy as a loan on consignment, or he gives it back to you, and after Pesach, he just pays you back by giving back the Chometz. So the Alter Rebbe suggested, in order that it should be like a real sale, when you sell the Chometz, you should appoint a guarantor, a third-party guarantor, so it's not only that the Goy has to pay you the money. The Goy is giving him an advance. I mean, if he has to pay for all the Chometz, it's a fortune. But there is a third-party guarantor. So, what we do is, we appoint the Rav, an agent, to sell the Chometz for us, and he sells it to the Goy with a third-party guarantor. But by the Rabbeim, the custom is that not only do they appoint the Rav as an agent, but rather they sell the Chometz to the Rav with a third-party guarantor, and only then the Rav sells it to a Goy. Now, whether this is the custom for everyone or not, everyone should ask his Rav or his Mashpia. When they used to bake Shmura Matzah Erev Pesach after midday, in the afternoon. Now, this is a very complicated time to bake matzahs. It is the most important matzahs, according to Shulchan Aruch. This is the time when they used to bring the Korban Pesach. So when we bake the matzahs at that time, it's connected to the Korban Pesach. However, it is already after the time that you're not allowed to have chometz, and when you bake matzahs, the dough, if it stays around for more than 18 minutes, it becomes chometz. It's problematic. So you need to be very particular, and you have to be very quick. And it's no simple matter to bake the matzahs then. So the Rebbe Rashab, my father, the Rebbe Rashab, went to the bakery to be present. He would also participate in saying the halal. So the Rebbe Rashab went to be on top of the situation, to be the chief inspector, the chief mashgiach. Pesach, and he would also say Hallel, because the time of the offering of the Korban Pesach, they used to say Hallel. So when we bake the matzahs to remember the Korban Pesach, we also say Hallel. You go into a bakery, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you will see that everybody's saying Hallel. The Hoyom Mafsik Gam Be'emtza Perek, and he would interrupt even in the middle of a chapter of Hallel, Lehoyres, to give direction, B'negei Lehalisha, Afio Kahai Gavna, with regard to the kneading or the baking or similar matters. So this just describes how important it is to bake matzahs Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and like the custom is to say Hallel. But if it's important to give instruction to make sure that the matzahs are being baked properly, so then we can interrupt even in middle of a chapter of Hallel.